Listening to World of Echo on BFF.fm. I'm your host, Blythe Sheldon, and we just heard They and Their Friends by Arthur Russell off his EP, Let's Go Swimming. Next, well, really the show today is a lot of stuff that came out in 2018, most of which I just discovered this week when I was going through end of year lists. I went on the big thread on the I Love Music, ILXOR, super old school message board, and I just started listening and picked out things that I liked. Next up, I'm going to play a Lee Hazelwood song that I wasn't familiar with off a compilation that came out this year from the Danish singer-songwriter Agnes Obel, who put together a mix for the Late Night Tales series that's really, really good. And yeah, I'm going to play two things off that comp. And so next, Lee Hazelwood's The Nights.
Her skin was the color of the mountain's first winter's snow, and his skin was the color of the hot sun's summer glow. And they met by a river called Okima in an August of another time, and she fell in love with this red man and left her people behind. and she learned these things. The ways of a red man are lonely, and his woman can expect little more than a day filled with hard work and sorrow. And so she learns to live for the nights. The nights. And they followed his tribe on a hard trail to the Dakotas far away. And they hunted the big buffalo. And they heard the old chief say, the white man has walked here before us and killed buffaloes for their hides. And so this winter our women and children will feel much hunger inside. And she learned these things. The ways of a red man are lonely, and his woman can expect little more than a day filled with hard work and sorrow. And so she learns to live for the nights. And that winter they died by the hundreds, the people of this red man's tribe. And she walked the cold ground and cursed the white man who killed buffalo for their hides. And they buried their mothers and fathers and the children they loved so. And they prayed the sun god would come soon and melt the Dakota snow. And she learned these things. The ways of a red man are lonely, and his woman can expect little more than a day filled with hard work and sorrow. And so she learns to live for the nights. And the spring came early to the Dakotas that year, and the buffalo numbered 10 times 10, and they filled their stomachs and made their clothes and started their lives again. And she bore her love a boy child and fulfilled the promise of spring. Old comes new, and new is life, and life is an eternal thing. And she learned these things. The ways of a red man are lonely, and his woman can expect little more than a day filled with hard work and sorrow. And so she learns to live for the nights. The nights. The nights.
Nasceu, cresceu guerreando, caminhando dia e noite no deserto sem errar. Pois com muita fé ele só para pra rezar. Pois pela direção do sol e das estrelas, no oásis escondido, água ele vai achar. Pois o homem de véu azul é o prometido de Alá. Pois ele é guerreiro, ele é bandoleiro, ah, ele é justiceiro, ele é mandingueiro, ele é um tuaregue. Galopando seu cavalo preto brilhante, ele vem todo de azul, orgulhoso e confiante, trazendo seu rifle embalado, sua adaga tiracolo, sempre pronto para o que der e o que vier. Pois ele é sentimental, humano, é nobre, é mouro, é muçulmano. Pois ele é guerreiro, ele é bandoleiro, ele é justiceiro, ele é mandingueiro, ele é um tuaregue. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Cavern of Antimatter with a track called Motion Flow off their album Hormone Lemonade, which it came out very early in the year, and I really like it. I was surprised to see that it didn't make anyone's end of the year lists. I'm not really a list-making person, but I was surprised by the overall consensus, even in like experimental circles. I don't know how that stuff works. Before that, we heard Can with Oscura Primavera off the Agnes Obel comp that I mentioned earlier from her comp for Late Night Tales. And then we heard Gal Costa with Tuareg off Self-Titled. And I started with Lee Hazelwood's The Nights off the Agnes Obel comp. Next, going to play Ben Lamar Gay with Music for 18 Hairdressers, Braids and Fractals off of his album Downtown Castles Can Never Block the Sun. I had no idea that he even came out with an album this year. This is both a debut and compilation for him. He is a fantastic Chicago-based jazz guy on International Anthem, the same label as Mekhi McRaven, who also came out with an awesome album this past year.
Thank you.
That was Body Head with You Don't Need off their album, The Switch, that came out this year. Before that, we heard Jalen with Kyanite off Black Origami, which came out last year. I saw Jalen at the lab a bunch of months ago, and she's amazing, and that was a really fun show, and I recommend checking her out if she's ever playing near you. Then we heard from Carl Stone with Bantier Sray. The full track is 14 minutes. I guess I played about like somewhere between, I guess around 8 minutes. I never know how, I've played from that before, and I never know how long to let it run because it's so good. I like don't want to interrupt it, but also I only have an hour. So spare here. So that was off Electronic Music from the 80s and 90s. Really great album. Great reissue that came out this year from Unseen Worlds. And I started the set with Ben Lamar Gay's music for 18 Hairdressers, Braids and Fractals. Obvious reference there to Steve Reich. And that's off his album, Downtown Castles Can Never Block the Sun. Next, going to play from another album that I really liked this year. That would be Lowe's Double Negative, and the track is called Dancing in Blood.
Thank you.
That was the track called Quietude off a new album from Laurel Halo called Raw Silk Uncut Wood. I didn't know that she had a new album out this year. I love the name Laurel Halo, and I was just wondering, like, what's her actual name? And it's Ina Cube, which is also a good name. Before that, we heard Cucina Povera, also known as Maria Rossi, who is a Finnish composer musician based in Glasgow. This album is new to me. I think I heard it for the first time 2 days ago. It's called Hilja, and the track was called Demetra, and it's a really beautiful, really interesting album. And I started with Low, Dancing in Blood off Double Negative, which was a major departure from their usual, I guess you would call that, like, slowcore sound. Little more aggressive, noisier. Love it. It's amazing. It's really an amazing album, and so interesting to hear that difference in their sound after 12 albums that all kind of hew to the same general sound. I'm going to end this week's episode of World of Echo with a track called Garlands from another experimental female musician, Sarah Devachi, who I don't know too much about, though I know she came out of Mills College here in Oakland. And her album is called, what is her album called? Let Night Come On, Bells End the Day. Really great album. Another, also new to me, and I think one of the lists, one of the many, many end of the year lists. So without further ado, Garlands, and that concludes this week's episode of World of Echo. I'm your host, Blythe Sheldon. ¶¶